This is part two of my interview with Ross Rosenberg. Today we're talking about how attachment theory and human magnet syndrome go hand in hand, as well as how Ross Rosenberg has redefined codependency and developed a process to help codependents, or SLDs, to heal and resolve their codependency or self-love deficiency disorder so that they can go on and live the lives they want. Plus, we're going to talk about how the chemical attraction between SLDs and narcissists exists and why we're so likely to want to stick around, as well as why the words codependent and empath are not synonymous. Let's get started. Attachment is defined as a deep and enduring emotional bond that connects one person to another person. Attachment theory basically helps us to understand our relationships and how our relationships with our mothers could affect us and our lifelong development, and even our relationships with others in really profound ways. In psychology, attachment theory, as we know it today, was first originated in 1958 when psychiatrist John Bowlby recognized the importance of a child's relationship with their mother. It turns out he realized that our emotional, social, and cognitive development are directly affected by our attachment to our mothers. Now, along with fellow researcher James Robertson, Bowlby found that children who were separated from their mothers would experience extreme distress. This would lead them to anxiety, and they assumed that this might have been related to the idea that their mothers fed and cared for them. But then they noticed that the separation anxiety would not diminish even when the kids were fed and cared for by other caregivers. Now, before this, the reason they thought this was because other researchers had sort of underestimated the bond between the child and the mother and assumed that the feeding of the infant was the thing that bonded the mother and the child. Well, Bowlby was the first to propose that attachment might be an evolutionary thing, as in, the child's caregiver is obviously the person who provides the child with safety, security, and food. So he thought being attached to the mother would increase a baby's chance of survival. What are your thoughts on attachment theory?
I have an intense fascination. In fact, again, referring to the human magnet syndrome, I use attachment theory to explain why children become adult codependents or SLDs or pathological narcissists. And I rely on attachment theory in order to explain the process. Simply, attachment theory explains that our psychological health or ill health is caused by the manner in which we were loved, respected, and cared for during our critical ages of development between birth and up to 8 years old. And if we endure psychological harm, abuse, neglect, mental manipulation, or we are deprived or neglected or abandoned, we don't get to attach to a nurturing parent figure. And without that attachment, we don't develop the potential to be healthy, high-functioning adults. So if you were raised by a narcissist and loved conditionally and had to mold yourself into the type of trophy the narcissist needed in order to get anything, and you will have not experienced positive and nurturing attachment, and that will have impact on your psychological health in your adulthood. It will also have impact on the relationship choices that you make as an adult. And so attachment theory explains through my Human Magnet Syndrome book why SLDs or codependents always choose narcissists, because they only experience that type of love because they respond to and are attracted to people that fit what I call the relationship template that they experienced in their childhood. And that's how chemistry is. If a child who was brought up by the pathological narcissist and who did not attach in a way that would be healthy is going to find the narcissist as familiar and paradoxically safe, because they know and have experienced their whole life living with that person, and they know what to do.
Human magnet syndrome is a very interesting term, and I'd really love for you to kind of just explain a little bit about what that means.
Well, the human magnet syndrome, as you can see from the book cover, and I love it. It's really nice. It's hearts that are coming together and trapped within barbed wire. But more specifically, I came up with the term to explain why codependents or SLDs predictably, reflexively fall in love with narcissists and the same. And it is the matching, talking about attachment theory, it is the matching of relationship templates. If someone understands to love someone and to be loved, you have to be silent, acquiescent, constantly vulnerable and moldable, and just be constantly interested in a person who's not interested in you. And that is just the way you understand relationships. And then a narcissist who understands relationships is that people want to hear what they have to say. They want to enjoy their accomplishments. They want to be told how great a person is, which of course is not true, but that's what narcissists think. So if you think about when the two people meet, they're opposites. One gives away all of what I call love, respect, and caring. And one needs all the love, respect, and caring. And these two opposites, through this unconscious process, chemistry, come together almost all the time. Codependents, SLDs, will almost always be attracted to, through chemistry, to a narcissist, and narcissists to a codependent. And that pull is the attraction process of two people feeling so comfortable, like a dance partnership. The leader needs a follower, the follower needs a leader, and the recognition of that on unconscious levels brings them together like two magnets.
That is powerful. And that's entirely, I mean, from my experience alone, that's entirely accurate.
You are going to read my book because I'm going to send it to you. Actually, no, I hope you read my book. You should, but it probably explains why it's sold 125,000 copies and it's been printed in 9 or 10 languages, because people all over the world relate to it, including myself, the person who experienced it and then wrote it.
You know, you're really kind of a pioneer in this field of research, right?
Thank you. No one has explained codependency as I have, reconceptualized it, and then renamed it, and then further reconceptualized it in a way that actually makes sense to people who are suffering from it, and not only identifies the problem in a way that intuitively connects to them, but it gives them direction on what to do.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've read a lot of your articles and a lot of your work online, and I've just been really impressed with, you know, your ability to kind of mix the science and the people, like the regular people, so I could understand, or anyone could understand. You know, I think that's really helpful for a lot of people who have gone through this type of abuse.
Thanks, Angie.
Yeah, well, I'm just being honest. So I see a lot of these people talking about, and I've even done videos, I'm not going to lie, about the attraction between narcissists and empaths or codependents or whatever. And I feel like, yes, absolutely, they do. Like you said, they come together. But I think narcissists aren't just going after codependents. I think codependents let narcissists stay around longer because of that human magnet syndrome.
One of the things that sets me apart from most of my contemporaries talking about the subject is I hold SLDs or codependents responsible, because you cannot solve a problem if you share the responsibility, don't know it, or in denial about it, and want to just blame the perpetrator and just focus on your victim stance, which is why I completely do not support the term empaths.
To understand the difference between empaths and codependents, first we need to define empathy and codependency. So let's start with empathy. What is empathy? There are three different types of empathy: cognitive, emotional, and compassionate. Emotional and compassionate empathy seem to be intrinsic for most people, and cognitive empathy can be learned. So an adult empath would be able to logically understand what a person feels. They would be emotionally affected by what they feel and also move to take action to help them deal with what they feel. Now let's talk about what codependency is. Codependency is when you are codependent or you're dependent on another person in unhealthy ways. It seems to be in most cases affected by some form of trauma that often occurred in childhood. It is considered a behavioral condition as it inhibits your ability to have a healthy and mutually satisfying relationship. A good synonym for codependency might actually be relationship addiction, because codependents tend to be perpetually involved in relationships that are one-sided, emotionally destructive, and/or abusive.
Because it's a candy-coated term that makes an SLD or codependent feel good about themselves, when in fact, the SLDs have significant psychological problems, significant. Yeah. And without the resolution of that, they will always choose the narcissist. And they will, over and over again, they will almost always stay with the narcissist, despite the fact that they're not happy and they're being hurt. And then if they should leave or should be left, they will then choose another narcissist. So to understand self-love deficit disorder, codependency is a psychological disorder that is motivated through volition. And as long as people play the victim card, by the way, there's no excuse for abuse or anything like that. Don't get me wrong. But as long as they play the victim card and look to these videos on YouTube or these books that demonize narcissists and glorify that the sacrificing poor SLD or codependent, no one gets better. That's why people find my material helpful, because it holds them accountable in a non-judgmental, empathetic, and compassionate way. Because if in my book, I explain this is why you are in an SLD or codependent and you were hurt badly. And until you solve that trauma that happened when you were a child, you're going to play out that script for the rest of your life.
Now, if you're interested in hearing more about what Ross Rosenberg has to say about healing after narcissistic abuse, please subscribe to this channel and stay tuned for the rest of the series. You can also go visit the Self Love Institute, get Ross Rosenberg's book, The Human Magnet Syndrome, on Amazon, and attend his upcoming event called 50 Shades of Pathological Narcissism. I'm going to leave links for you for all of that stuff in the description below, as well as in the pinned comment, where I'm also going to share links to my full videos on attachment theory, as well as the differences between codependents and empaths. All right, now this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, do you see the connection between how you were raised and nurtured as a child and how your adult relationships developed after seeing this video? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button right there to subscribe to my channel and the subscribe button right there to subscribe to Ross Rosenberg's channel. I'll see you soon.